You know what it's like? You need to get some Christmas presents, but there's people that are really hard to buy for. Or maybe you've just got no money here in the credit crunch and you're thinking, what can I get them? Well, help is now at hand with Becky's Classifieds. These are things you can actually get right now on the internet for a snip.
Yeah.
First one.
Large polystyrene 2008 numbers.
Now, isn't Greg that what sounded you've always wanted?
A little bit confused halfway through that, didn't he?
I don't understand what these are.
Large polystyrene 2008 numbers.
So it's 2008, but they're big polystyrene numbers.
Right.
Really big?
Okay.
Sound good, actually.
Hi. We're filming today with huge numbers that we had specially made for a set. They are 6 feet high and 2 feet wide. They are very light, but bulky, so you would need a van to move them.
I've always wanted some 2008 numbers.
6 feet high?
Yeah, they're for a huge. TV they're show. Really good, and they're free.
It was obviously some kind of New Year TV show.
For last year.
Last year, yeah.
But you could just, when 2009 comes, you could just, I don't know.
Just have them in your house or something.
What, just get a new number 9. Eight to a 9?
Yeah. We'll just buy, just buy a new 9.
Yeah.
They cost a lot of money to make, so we need a good home for them to go to. If you've got an office Christmas party coming up, they would be brilliant.
Do you know what I thought was missing from the Radio 1 Christmas party?
Some 2008 polystyrene numbers.
Really big 2008. That was the only thing that was missing in my view.
Are they all stuck together, so it's 2008, or are they separate numbers so you could rearrange them?
You'd That's be brilliant true. In 8002.
8002.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Or if your phone number starts 0208...
Oh, then
you can get all the rest of the numbers to put your phone number on display.
If they are stuck together, that's going to be a bit of a job just prizing the 8 off, isn't it?
Well, not massively. They're all polystyrene,
I suppose.
Yeah. They need to be collected today at 6 p.m. from Marylebone. Send an email now if you want them. Thanks.
Oh, when was that? Yesterday?
Yeah, I think they might have already gone. They might still be there.
Okay, check, please. I'd quite like them. Next.
5 foot Monsters Inc. Sully. £250.
That's not cheap.
It's not
cheap.
This
is supposed to be Becky's Classifieds. Bargains ahoy.
I know it's not cheap, but I've never seen a massive life-size Sully from Monsters Inc. before, so I thought it might be quite good.
It's a bit pricey.
Want to give your kids the best present ever? Well, look at this giant, fluffy Sully from Monsters Inc. He is adorable and will be your child's best friend. He is approximately 5 foot tall and 4 foot wide at the widest point.
See, I think he would brilliant scare in your lounge.
He would scare my kids to death, I think, if I brought a 5 foot monster home.
He looks really cute in the picture. There's like a little kid sat in front of Sully. It's massive. Really.
Please note, the child does not come with Sully.
Good. Thanks for pointing
thanks
that
for that
out.
Yeah. Someone says they want those numbers. You could use them for a 20th, 28th or even 82nd birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good idea.
80th.
80th, yeah. I'm not interested in the Monsters, Inc. thing at all. I don't even know what that is, really.
Okay, well, these ones are free.
Okay.
VHS videos for recording onto.
Now, if you don't remember these, Scott, before DVDs, there was a thing called tape, and you used to put videos in the video machine.
Right.
I know how young you are, so
and what
you
did
might
those,
not remember.
What did the machines look like?
Just really big box-type machines made of metal or... You just put the tape in, it went...
But in kind of similar in style to a DVD player?
Yeah, just a bit bulkier.
Okay. And tape, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. What was the quality like?
Quite bad.
A large selection of blank videos acquired in house clearance. Has that type of case which makes them look like old-fashioned books.
Oh, no.
Classy.
I think my dad's got some of them.
What, videos made to look like books?
Books, yeah. I seem to remember some red ones. It's not my dad selling it, is it?
I don't know.
Only condition is you must take all or nothing.
Well, that's all right. The more you get for free, the better.
Offered as blanks, but videos have the following labels. I have no reason to think they've been erased, so if you buy them, you will need to delete all this stuff. Short Circuit, E.T., North by Northwest, Predator 2, Running Man, Sky Riders 1.5, The Great Escape, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Cliffhanger, License to Kill, Where the Spies Are, Terminator 2, One Police Plaza, Star Trek Episodes, and Torn Curtain.
Is that not just the ITV2 Christmas schedule?
But I think it's brilliant, because you two could increase your film knowledge.
I've heard of E.T.
Nothing.
Yeah, I've heard of Short Circuit.
Watch them all on this VHS, this old-style movie player. be fun.
Do we need a VHS player, though?
You'd probably be able to get one of them for free as well on the classified somewhere.
Okay. Do people not really use them much anymore?
No.
Okay.
The rest of those films I don't think I'd heard of.
Beverly Hills.
Have you never seen Torn Curtain?
No.
What's that?
I think it's a Hitchcock.
I'm a little bit dubious about getting, when I get a VHS with a film called Torn Curtain on it, I'm not sure I want that, really.
You know, you said that your dad had you thought, you said your dad had like a big red book on his shelf that you thought were videos. Or was he on This Is Your Life?
No, he wasn't on This Is Your Life.
Right, okay.
He's got some, I think. Anyway, next.
Free microwave.
Oh, okay. Actually, I need a new microwave because mine's my display's gone, so you can't tell how long you're microwaving things for. It goes off for about 6 months and then comes back on again.
How long are you microwaving stuff for six months?
No, I mean,
that'd be a well-cooked jacket potato.
No, what happens is,
also, you know how you say that you can't tell how long you're microwaving things for? Do you not have a watch?
No, but on your average microwave, there is a countdown timer, right?
Yeah.
So that you can't see it anymore.
Okay.
So you have to put like 2 minutes on or something, and then just hope
six
for the
months,
best.
6 months later, it's still in there.
But it tricks me, you see, because when I think it's fine again,
cunning these microwaves, aren't they?
When I think it's fine again, and the LED display comes back on, I'm like, okay, I don't need to buy another microwave now, and then it goes again.
Oh, I tell you,
it's messing me around. So I could do with a new one.
White colour works fine.
There you go. Perfect.
Works fine.
Do you think this might be a microwave that would play tricks on you as well?
They are cunning. No.
Not tempted by that?
No,
I thought that advert was quite good. Short and sweet. Free microwave works fine.
Works fine.
White wouldn't fit with your kitchen, though, would it?
Wouldn't go with the colour scheme, so no. Sorry. Next.
White Christmas available for a bargain. £38.
Eh?
See, this is brilliant, but I'm a little bit dubious as to why it's £38.
Not only will you have the perfect Christmas day, but you'll also be able to win inordinate amounts of cash by placing a huge bet at the bookies for it to snow on Christmas Day 2008. All for just £38.
Well, it doesn't explain itself to me at all.
No, I'm wondering how this person can guarantee a white Christmas for £38. Unless he comes around with a massive snow machine like they use in EastEnders.
Not keen, because I don't really understand it.
Everyone wants it to snow on Christmas Day, though.
Yeah, but I don't...
Well, how's this person going to make it snow?
I don't know, but he says he will, so if you give him £38...
You're too trusting.
That's
now you've explained it like that, Becky.
The only thing I would really like is the 2008 numbers, please, because I'm going to shave the 8 to make it look like a 9.
I don't think it's particularly hairy.